Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Aerosmith bringing us back 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Robert Brands is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, principal of InnovationCoach.com, author of Robert's Rules of Innovation and The Art of Implementation. That's the Innovation 2, Robert's Rules of Innovation 2. He's our innovation guru, Robert Brands. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Great to be here.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Robert, by now almost everyone has heard of the term the Internet of Things. Most people know that one example I think we probably all like to think about is when our refrigerator tells us we're out of milk or the milk's going bad or we need more butter or whatever. But we've had the Internet of Things for a while now, haven't we? Our cars, my car tells the satellite that my tire's low, and then I get an email telling me my tire's low. I mean, we've had that for a while, haven't we?
Indeed. And your listeners might wonder, like, hey, how did this relate to the 10 types of innovation? So it is so integrated today that I think it was a very natural extension to dive into the Internet of Things. But let me quickly say something about the 10 types of innovation, because it is so related, and then we can expand into it. So the 10 types of innovation, as we've talked before, and there are some previous segments on this, is all about getting everybody involved in innovation in the organization, and it is organization-wide. It goes from finance, enabling process, to offering, to delivery, and process. And ultimately, when you look at the most prevalent innovation and the most recognized company, Apple, and you look, for instance, at their iPod, you know, they actually hit 7 of the 10 types of innovation with that one single product, and there is where we immediately get to the Internet of Things. Because the Internet, you know, has gone through incredible fast development over the last few decades.
20 years.
The first wave was in the 1980s and 90s, and we were just building the Internet, you know, creating the infrastructure, and people were just getting connected. And that was already quickly a billion users before we knew it. And then in the 2000s, the second wave came around. And, of course, there you see companies like Google and Facebook just powering up social media revolution and growing all these apps, and that ended up with like 20 billion people all connected one way or another. And
yep.
Today we're really getting into these what's called the Internet of Things. And you know, with innovation, it's so overlapping, and that's why we're really talking about it. But it connects everything every day, every device around us. And it's incredible, and your listeners really need to pay attention, because it has an impact on how they do business.
How is it going to impact our, you know, you've taught us, you've helped us understand how that we should have an innovative culture, that we should be innovative. Innovation shouldn't be a task, it should be a way of life. But is the Internet of Things just putting that on steroids? Is our life going to become even more frenetic innovatively?
Absolutely. I mean,
That's scary, Robert.
It is, but just think about the functionality of an iPad with the right program and features being connected and what it does to a business. With, for instance, contractors who are at the job site and just fill in on their iPad immediately to your business what they need for the next day.
Right.
And that immediately triggers an order, people in the warehouse to pull the stuff, to put it ready on a pallet, for logistics to start planning out their day, and to ultimately to already book the sales, to send the guy a confirmation back. I mean, think about it. It is like one continuous continuity of connectivity.
You could have a sensor on the bottom of a pallet that tells when the weight gets below 200 pounds they know that it's time to reorder whatever was on that pallet.
Yeah, exactly. It's actually,
send you a notice saying the pallet's down to 200 pounds. Nobody had to do anything, and you just and the next thing you know, the truck shows up with another pallet.
Yeah, and there's so many examples like that. For instance, the weather connectivity. Well, if you're in the concrete business, you know, and you have your scheduling, and you get an alert that you cannot pour tomorrow because it's going to rain in a certain geography. And as you know, when you make concrete, you better use it. You can't just have it sitting in the truck for 24 hours. So, I mean, it's all these little things. And it impacts, I think it should impact your profitability to a very positive side. Yes, it needs some investment, but it basically can make you a lot more efficient. It can help you have a competitive advantage. Mm-hmm. And ultimately just become a preferred vendor, you know?
Well, see, this is where, you know, years ago I started talking about RFID, radio frequency ID, and how companies, small businesses were going to have to include that in their packaging, barcoding, you know, small businesses are having to get into barcoding to be able to shake. What you're talking about, the big thing I'm concerned about with Internet of Things for small businesses, is big companies are going to start requiring people they do business with to shake their hand with that kind of capability.
Yeah, absolutely. It's an advanced form of what of ERP and SAP, the connectivity of big businesses, big box retail stores, that what they demand of their vendors and how they are connected for the efficiency of the overall business.
Robert, I need your website, please.
Yeah, it's innovationcoach.com or robertsrulesofinnovation.com for the book.
There you go. So check it out, folks. Robert Brands and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.